Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to The Morning Show, another in our CT Business Now segments. And we welcome in Jack Perry, who is the owner of HQ Dumpsters and Recycling and CCR, which is Central Connecticut Resource Recovery, both in Southington, not Creedence Clearwater Revival, as you thought.
No, I know, well.
World Without End yesterday. Jack, good morning. How are you?
It's equally as exciting.
Good. You want to move back a little closer to that microphone?
Yeah, see
so
if
we
can make that work.
So
there
we can
go.
Hear you.
Now we got you.
First off, for a little bit of identification purposes, tell us about your businesses.
Well, I want to first thank you guys for having me today.
Thanks for being on.
Started my business back in 2008, senior year of high school. So
God. Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Thank you. I started a garbage company back in high school. Grew up in a family landscaping business. So figured that there were some synergies there with some roll-off containers and stuff. So we started off with some roll-offs to do house cleanouts. And then as we grew, we got into the commercial end and the residential end.
Wow.
Sounds great.
So what made you decide, your family was into landscaping. So what did you do? See an opportunity there for, recycling and all that?
I think when you're an entrepreneur, it's just in you. So I grew up in the family business. So I decided to get into it and figured, the roll-offs we could use for our landscaping company. So I said, might as well, utilize them and diversify.
How's the business grown since you first started?
Yeah. Since we've grown, that's probably one of my biggest accomplishments, if you ask me. We have about 20 trucks now, and we employ about 30 individuals between the two LLCs. Yeah.
One of the most important things in our lifespans are longer. Part of it is because of sanitation.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a huge part. So, in other words, you're doing God's work here.
Has the business changed much?
Yeah, the business has really changed, from when I got into it 11, 12 years ago. It's changed, the recycling market. It now costs more to get rid of recycling. So in the towns that we service for private subscription, we do weekly recycling. So we didn't pull back the plug on that because we felt that weekly recycling allows people to recycle more, which is better for our environment. Yeah. But at the same time, the recycling costs more now to get rid of than trash. So we educated our customers on what the challenges we had. We had to do some increases and all that. But instead of, just sending them an increase or just going up on the rate, we educated them with what was going on, and we reached out to our customers so they understood our.
Well, at the time when you were in high school and started this business, things that were recyclable and actually worth something, some of them are not worth as much anymore, right?
Correct. Like rigid plastics went, but fuel was $5 a gallon at the same time. So, rigid plastics, now are worth nothing. The cardboard commodity is really nothing. Metal, scrap metal's gone down. Like everything is
newspapers?
Really. Paper's gone down, everything, recyclable. There's some recyclables that they don't even want anymore because there's no value to them.
Wow. How has the way that the Connecticut economy changed over the time affect your business? How has that affected your business?
Well, with the roll-offs, I started during a recession, obviously. So the roll-off business, depends on, if people are cleaning out their houses, remodeling their houses.
Right.
So it's been ups and downs.
Okay. So one of the other things is, and of course, as you know, China took a lot of our recycling materials. And apparently they're not for whatever reason, maybe we know. But nevertheless, what about just trash itself? Are we running out of places to put trash?
Yeah, the Hartford incinerator is dated, and they're actually, I think, getting numbers right now to bring it up to date.
Can be useful. I mean, it really can.
Yeah. Well, our state, we don't landfill anything. We've moved away from that. But again, doing that's great for the environment. But it's increased the cost because of the transportation.
You have to truck it out of state?
Yeah. So a lot of it gets trucked out as far as the construction materials and all that. But then a lot of the household trash is actually converted into energy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's great, right?
Yeah. So Hartford, they're talking about redoing the mirror facility up there, which, again, would be great for our economy, as well as getting rid of our trash.
We're visiting with Jack Perry. He's owner of HQ Dumpsters and Recycling and CCRR, both in Southington. How many people do you employ?
30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good number. How have regulations imposed by the state, if at all, in recent years impacted your employees?
I think all regulation, trickles down to and hurts everybody. As far as anything drastically impacting our employees that they've come to me about, I haven't seen too much of that yet.
That's good.
Which is very good. But also us being, a family-owned and operated business, we kind of try working with our employees through things to help them.
What's the hardest part about owning your own business? I've always wondered.
The hardest part, I think being a smaller business is sometimes our cost is higher. But you get more bang for your buck with us because, again, us being a smaller business, we give a little bit more attention to detail. And we understand, so that's probably one of our hardest things is that sometimes you're not the cheapest, up front, but long term.
It's well worth it.
Yeah, you get your money's worth.
You feel like they're listening to you at the Capitol?
Sometimes.
By the way, you're listening. I do want to let you know because we want you to get involved in this. And that, of course, is CT Business. Well, CT Business Now. What is the official name of that, Kathy, very quickly?
It is CT Business Now.
Okay,
right?
I got it now. Okay. But, I mean, the fact is you've got CBIA. You've got it. And this is not knocking them at all. But, it's nice to have somebody who specifically is interested in small businesses. And how long have you been a member?
Of
CT Business Now?
Yes.
How long? What got you in?
Kathleen, she reached out to us, I think it was last year, right?
Yeah.
And she had this vision. And I said that that'd be great for us to have, a platform that we could have, some free directories for business owners, as well as, a voice as well. And having the data all there, I think is very important.
Well, for all those guys listening right now, those men or women who are like you, entrepreneurs, would you recommend they join?
Oh, without a doubt. It's free. And I joined on as soon as I heard her thing, her pitch on it, because again, we have to stick together as business owners. And I think her directory, will make a huge difference, and help keep the business in Connecticut. And,
yeah, that's a big one. Yeah.
Right. Which is what we're all about. I mean, we want to see businesses stay in Connecticut. We've heard too much about businesses leaving. And when you've got an organization like yours that can get the information out, provide a directory, give you guys a voice, it just strengthens your ability to negotiate and communicate.
Yes, absolutely.
Pretty amazing how you've grown.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Yeah, I got some aspirations to keep going. So, my goal is to keep growing the companies, and keep employing people and giving back, because it means a lot to me.
Is there a website that people can go to for your businesses?
Yeah. So we have ConnecticutTransferStation.com for CCRR.
Right.
And then we have HQDumpsters.com for our trash and recycling services.
Even old people like us can remember that.
That's right.
Jack Perry. Jack Perry is the owner of both businesses in Southington, HQ Dumpsters and Recycling, and CCR, Connecticut Central Resource Recovery. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being good luck. And of course, here with us is Kathleen. You're kind of the person who put this all together with Superior and a bunch of others. And we are talking about this opportunity to help you. Well, Kathleen, explain. Just basically you put net teams together. It's all synergy, right? You're all together.
Absolutely. And we're putting all of the businesses and all of everything that is available in the state of Connecticut on one platform so that everyone, especially the startups, can grow from there and have an opportunity to be found. That's number one. So we are asking every business, everybody, every nonprofit,
come on,
everybody with a tax ID to come on. It's absolutely free. You just go to bigct.biz, register, and put that information in, and you'll get an immediate logo link right to your business today.
You know what? And if you have an opportunity to go local, that's the way you go.
Oh, that's what we're trying to do. We're helping trying to start other. Connecticut first.
Okay.
Think at home.
My part. All right.
Thank you for having us.
Now, if you want more information or to hear other CT Business Now segments, just go to WTIC.com/biz.